I sit around in despair waiting for all my dreams to come true. Before they come true, I need to set my mind to goals and reach them in order to be successful. I had a long day of thinking, so I went to sleep and woke up immediately. The day began with a white flash. As I looked around, I saw a beautiful sky. The clouds looked like cotton balls bunched together. The wind was howling, making it hard to hear the birds chirping. The sun was out and brighter than ever. Was the world coming to an end, or am I just dreaming? I was confused of where I was and what I was doing. People surrounded me, cars were passing, and I was stuck in the moment. I had a purse, so I decided to look around in it. This purse wasn't an ordinary purse. It was a white checkered Louis Vuitton. I scrambled around in it and found a set of keys. It had about 4 keys on them, one which looked like a house key, another that was car keys for Alexis, and the other two I was uncertain. I was very confused. I didn't own Alexis, a house, or a Louis Vuitton purse. I figured while I had it all, I should make the most of it. I started walking down the street and pushing the alarm button for this car. It was in a parking lot of a boutique named Catherine and Claire. The boutique name sounded very familiar, but I couldn't figure it out. So I went in the store. They had white walls, white marble floors, light pink access flowers and accessories, and a shoe wall full of shoes and tons of racks full of spring clothes. I loved every detail of the store, but I still didn't know why it was so familiar. A girl named Kate casually walked up to me and said, "Miss Emily, the mail lady came by today, so I put the mail in the back." I was confused, but I went along with it. I went to the back and saw a bulletin board of pictures of me and one of my best friends named Anna. It hit me that we owned a boutique that we dreamed of since we were in middle school. I didn't know how it got there or how I could have forgotten about it, but all I could think about was I must be dreaming or I have really bad memory. I went to the back and to look at the pictures and saw we both had pictures from our wedding day. How could I possibly be married and not know my husband? It felt like I was in the 13 going on 30 movie. I wasn't mad about the fact that I didn't know anything going on because it was a dream I had had for forever. My engagement ring was the exact kind I had on my Pinterest board, a sparkly 2-carat pearl halo diamond ring. It was absolutely stunning. I decided to leave the boutique to see what other surprises waited for me. I went to the white Lexus that was parked in Catherine Claire's parking lot. I sat there for a second to take it all in. When I started the car, the screen said directions to home. I put the start button on and started driving. I knew the area, but so many things changed. Where there used to be cane fields down the Bellevue, they were now neighborhoods. Where I used to hang out with my friends turned into a car dealership. Almost everything is different, even the pavement on the roads. This car started speaking, saying in 500 feet your destination's on the left. I slowed down and casually looked to the left, and it was my dream house. It was white, it had a wraparound porch with 2 swings and 4 wooden chairs that were light gray. I pulled in the driveway and opened the garage that could hold 4 cars. There was a white Ford parked on the side of where I would park. I couldn't wait to get out the car to see who I would be spending the rest of my life with. I could open the house with one of the keys I had, and my heart was racing. As I opened the door, I heard, "Hey honey, how was your day?" And then the white flash happened again. I opened my eyes and realized I just lived in my dream. This is what I could have if I focused on my dream.